Hey there, and welcome to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. I'm a historian by day, music lover by night. And on this show, we use music as a way of seeing into the past. We take an album, we explore what was going on around it, its context, to understand a bit more about what listeners were thinking about, and how that can shape the way that music is heard in its moment, as well as on down through time. Today, I want to take you back to May 2009. You may be wondering why. Well, it's the weather, this very wet weather. You see, this summer, in 2023, as the deluge of rains fell on our area, the Hudson River Valley, I found myself gravitating towards particular kinds of music that seemed to fit with the precipitation. For me, personally, it's the lush sounds of folk music, and I found myself digging through my record collection for a specific set of older albums that seemed to be marked in my mind by the way they resonate with gray skies and thunderstorms. And as we all started to dish about how this weather, this summer in 2023, stacked up against previous records for rainfall, I realized that I'm probably not alone in marking time by the vicissitudes of climate. So I started to wonder if weather, and rain in this instance, can affect the way we think about or remember certain music. So I did a little bit of research to determine the wettest summer that our area, the capital region of New York, had ever faced. And I quickly ruled out 1871 and 1870 because even my record collection doesn't go back that far. And that took me to 2009, the wettest summer that our region has experienced since the 19th century. And it all started on May 27th. When the region received more than an inch of rain, with some heavy storms that came through the area, the highest total for that month, and among the highest totals ever recorded on that particular day in the Hudson River Valley. And just one day prior to that, on May 26th, the band Grizzly Bear had released Vacatamist, the album we'll be focusing on today. The band had recorded the album at Allaire Studios in Ulster County earlier that year. And as the album went on to receive well-deserved accolades for its lush soundscapes and sonic experimentation, it became something of a soundtrack to summer. A very, very wet summer. Today on Music in Time.
Maybe sometime.
That was 2 Weeks by Grizzly Bear off their album Vacatomist, which came out in May 2009 and took over the indie music consciousness that summer. I remember the summer of 2009 fondly. It was the summer I started grad school in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I can still remember wearing out a Vacatomist CD in my Chevy Malibu as I drove there. But our reasons for talking about the album today are much closer to home. Because the same summer that Vacatomist launched Grizzly Bear to indie stardom was the wettest summer that the Hudson River Valley had seen since the 1800s. So today on Music in Time, we're going back to 2009 to remember just how wet it was while listening to some Grizzly Bear. And we'll see whether the weather infuses the songs and our memories of them. Then we'll look to some other years that were notable for their rainfall and the music that accompanied the deluge, including 2023. We'll feature a weather recap from this summer from WGXC's own Joe DiManso of Catskill Makers Syndicate, who hosts Better Weather and Thingularity on the station. But we start today in 2009. Now, I'm sure some of you out there experienced that summer in the Hudson River Valley firsthand. For those who didn't, like myself, or who need a refresher, let's go through some stats. That summer, the Capital Region received more than 18.5 inches of rain from June through August. July hit especially hard. There were more than 10 inches of rain falling in the area due to persistent storms that produced flash flood warnings, interrupted Amtrak service, closed roads, and, well, I even saw a picture in the newspaper of people boating up Route 9 in Kinderhook. It was an exceptional time. The first day of July and the last day of July both featured more than 2 inches of rain. As Justin Mason of the Daily Gazette wrote at the time, quote, Ulysses S. Grant was president the last time the Capital Region received as much rain as it did in July. At the end of the summer, the Northeast Regional Climate Center at Cornell logged the historic amounts of rain seen across the Northeast region. It wasn't just Albany, but Portland, Maine, and Concord, New Hampshire had also received record rainfall in their cities. The Palmer Long-Term Drought Severity Index indicated extreme moist conditions in the Hudson River Valley. And the Cornell report went on to say, quote, wet conditions have negatively impacted the agricultural community in these areas. Crop harvesting was behind schedule and disease pressure was high, including concern about late blight affecting the potato and tomato crops. So, is this ringing a bell? And if it is it your conscious memory, or is it one that my description brings you back to? And is it possible that music, more so than my recitation of facts, might be able to conjure that moment in climate time? Because that precipitation in 2009 is what would have been falling outside of your windows as you played the new Grizzly Bear record if you, like so many people, bought it that summer. And when I listen, I swear I can hear it in there. In Edward Drost's and Daniel Russen's windswept vocals, the dreary, almost soaked guitars, and Christopher Bear's thunderclap drumming. Now, maybe it's just me, but this album makes me feel like I'm there in the storm. Here's another track off Vacatomist. It's I Live With You.
They'll try.
Welcome back to Music in Time. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and today we are talking about all things damp, specifically the summer of 2009, the wettest summer this region experienced since the 19th century, and an album that I believe is the sonic embodiment of those weather patterns. It's Vacatamist by Grizzly Bear. One of the reasons I think so much about this album is because it carries a little bit of the Hudson River Valley with it. The band recorded the album early in 2009 when they were in residence at Allaire Studios, which is housed in the old Raymond Pitcairn mansion, Glen Tonch, known as Zeus of the Catskills, in Ulster County. In 1999, musician-photographer Randall Wallace bought Glen Tonch and constructed a recording studio in it. And as artists will typically do, Grizzly Bear spent some weeks living there while recording the album. But if you read any press around Vacatamist's release, you would know that the Brooklyn-based band had also recorded in a house on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and in a church somewhere in New York. It's a record on which the band itself really seemed to want to emphasize place. I mean, the title, Vacatamist, is the name of an island off the coast of Massachusetts. But one of the ideas I like to explore on this show is how time, just as much as place or anything else, can define music for the listener. And this rainy weather, which, by the way, is still persisting outside of my window as I record this, has me thinking about the way that climate, and especially extreme climates, can come to mark the passage of time. I said I heard it in the music, but part of that is because I remember listening to this record on some wet summer days in 2009, and here I am again listening to it on wet summer days in 2023. I find myself listening to it again and feeling that vibe all over again. So more on that in a second, but for now, keep it in mind while I play one more summer-soaked song from Grizzly Bear. It's Ready, Able.
All right, make a decision.
You're listening to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick. So sometimes on this show, I'll make an argument about how a specific album resonates with a moment in history. Today, I've got no argument, just a question. Is it possible that something so out of the control of a musical artist as the weather can affect the way their music gets heard and remembered? I mean, ask yourself, are there albums that you gravitate towards on rainy days, bleak, snowy days? Or perhaps there are albums that feel out of place if you try to play them when the weather's not just right. And of course, there are songs that are explicitly about the weather. I can see clearly now the rain is gone, raindrops keep falling on my head. I'm talking about something else. The way that the weather around you, the listener, might imprint the music you're listening to with a certain association, a vibe, as the kids might say. And I'm not arguing that there's one way that music resonates with rain or a way that rain makes people feel. I'm just asking us to interrogate this idea a little bit more seriously, because we love to talk about artists, their brilliance, their intent, their meaning, what they're able to put in the music. But to my mind, so much of what happens with music is in the ear and the mind of the listener, something beyond the control of the artist, although they may try to connect with it. And what I'm saying is that weather matters. Just as musicians might try to write to a political zeitgeist, weather is another dimension that informs the way albums are received. It might even work as a way to listen back through time, thinking about how music in its moment speaks to weather that is wrapped up in a moment that we remember, and perhaps determines when the music becomes relevant again. So let me give you an example. Coming in at number 8 on the top 10 rainiest summers for our region, you'll find the year 1975. I went back through the archives and dug up 2 tracks from albums that were released that wet summer, starting with Bob Dylan and the band's Crash on the Levee, a song that was recorded about a decade earlier at Big Pink, also right nearby, but repackaged for an album that was released in the summer of 1975, all too germane to the soggy weather in those months. And then it's Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. When we come back, we'll try to put 2023 in historical perspective with WGXC's own weather analyst Joe DiManso. But first, it's Bob and the Band. Crash on a levee, mom, water's gonna overflow. Swamp's gonna rise, no boat's gonna roll. Now you can train on down to Williams Point. You can bust your feet, you can rock this joint. But oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? You're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Now don't you try and move, you're just gonna lose. There's a crash on the levee and mama, you've been refused. Well, it's sugar for sugar, it's salt for salt. If you go down in the flood, it's gonna be your fault. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow. Well, the high tide's rising, mama, don't you let me down. Pack up your suitcase, mama, don't you make a sound. Now it's king for king, queen for queen. It's gonna be the meanest flood that anybody's seen. Oh, mama, ain't you gonna miss your best friend now? Yes, you're gonna have to find yourself another best friend somehow.
Took my love, took it down. climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life?
You are listening to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and today we're talking about weather. And so I thought, why not talk to a weather person? And so I'm joined today by WGXC's own Joe DiManso, host of the Better Weather segments. Joe, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, not a problem at all. Happy to be here.
So before we get started talking about weather, I wanted to ask, what can people expect to hear when they tune into your segments, Better Weather? What's your approach there?
I honestly have no idea. This is kind of a one-ended thing. Ever since I started, I just make the broadcast every morning, and I get only feedback when I show up at a WGXC event, and it's mostly just thank you for the Better Weather.
And how long have you been doing this segment?
I think this is 4 years.
Awesome. So I thought what we would do with you here on my show is talk a little bit about the weather we've had this summer, 2023. So I'll start by asking you, in like three words, how would you describe or sum up this area's weather that we've had over the last few months?
Oh, I don't know. Run and hide. it's been a weird year. We weren't set up for all the rain that we got this year, because last year we were dealing with droughts, not to mention the fact that we all had to contend with smoky skies from all the wildfires caused by extra heating of global warming up in Canada.
Yeah, it seems to me like there are kind of different stages of this summer. When I look back to the early months, I remember just so much rain, and then in more recent weeks the heat, and then I actually had to remind myself about those smoky days
in the early summer. What are, you know, as somebody who's been reporting on weather throughout this time, what are the big trends that kind of defined the summer for you?
Well, I know a lot of the growers have, they were recovering from a nasty spring that was extra cold and had cold snaps that destroyed crops. On top of that, it didn't get quite as hot as it normally does, but that's mostly because the smoke was choking out the sunlight. That again, back to the farmers that modified a lot of their crops, made them a little shorter and stouter. But on top of that, the extra rain levels. This was the highest, the rainiest July ever for Albany, ever on record. I think they got over 10.7 inches of rain this month.
Amazing. That actually prefaced my next question, which is on this show, this episode, we're talking about the summer of 2009, which for the Capital Region from May to August was the highest rain totals the Capital Region had seen since the 19th century. But with all the rain we got in May and June, I wanted to ask you how this summer stacked up in terms of precipitation.
Definitely above average for everybody. And like I said, last year we had to deal with all the droughts that pervaded the entire state of New York. So there's kind of a good side to that. We are making sure that all of our water tables are well charged. The lakes are full of water. If this continues, we might get a nice snowpack in through the winter that will set us up well into spring. And that's just trying to have like a positive silver lining compared to all the smoke and heat.
Yeah.
Like I said, the heat wasn't quite as hot this year as it has been before.
But for a really weird reason, right? With the smoke choking out the sun, as you said.
Correct. As a matter of fact, what I consider the lifeline of the entire region is the river, the Hudson River. When I watched it, its temperature did not get as warm as it did last year. But once the smoke stopped, you saw this weird uptick at the end of the season where it recorrected and got to where it was supposed to be. And now we're definitely in the fall season because it is on its downward trend and it's not going to come back up until it reaches freezing.
That's so interesting. Now, as someone who reports on weather in this area, and again, since we're talking about rain specifically on this episode, I wondered, what are your observations on how rainfall shapes life in the Hudson, Catskill, Twin Counties region? What happens when we get waterlogged? How does that affect life around here?
Well, fortunately, we've mostly learned to deal with it. Ever since Prattsville got washed away, we've had a heads up that climate is changing and we're going to deal with it. Mostly it's the highway crews making sure that the roads are maintained, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Otherwise, the inundation around here just rolls off the land and into the river. I don't think we're suffering too much because of it, other than raised what's called intero counts in all the local creeks and streams. So just remember, folks, when it rains heavy, don't go swimming for a couple of days. You're swimming in something you might not want to be in.
I feel like I might regret asking, but what's an intero count, Joe?
Enterococcus is basically I believe it's a bacteria. Either way, it's a pathogen that lives in all the human guts out there. So it starts in all of you, and then it goes into the sewage system, and then it ends up in our waterways when there's a deluge of water. It basically briefly overflows all the sewage systems, and that ends up in the creeks. And we have specific sensors for these intero counts, and they spike immediately after a heavy rainfall. So it's not a big deal. Just wait a couple of days after a big rainfall, let all the stuff get washed down to New York City where they know how to deal with it.
Well, that certainly casts in a slightly more disturbing context, this idea of how rain might influence the way people listen or hear music during periods of intense rainfall. And this actually leads to my last question for you, Joe, if you can take or leave if you want. But we're talking about how music is influenced by what listeners are kind of seeing or experiencing happening around them in terms of weather. When you look back at this weird summer, as you put it, of 2023, what music does it conjure for you?
Give Me Shelter by Rolling Stones.
I love it. Joe, thanks for joining us on Music and Time. It's been a blast.
Happy to. This was fun.
I'm Evan McCormick, and you're listening to Music in Time on WGXC. That was Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones from 1970, the pick of Joe DiManso, host of Better Weather on WGXC, summing up his feelings about this weird weather year, 2023, weird for, among other reasons, the record rainfall that fell in July. Great big thanks to Joe for coming on the show for a recap of the summer weather. And I want to continue our historical trek through some of the record-setting rainiest months of our time. And we're going to go back to two tracks from record-setting months, September of 1999 and August 2011, respectively, with some songs that certainly conjure the rainy days of those months. It's The Magnetic Fields' I Don't Believe in the Sun, followed by Beirut's Goshen.
They say there's a sun in the sky, but me, I can't imagine why. There might have been one before you were gone, but now all I see is the night. So I don't believe in the sun. How
thought it's worth to defend your kind from shame. The lights are down, go on inside, they've paid. You're the face in stone. Through
you're listening to Music in Time on WGXC, and I really hope you've enjoyed this lark, our trek through soggy summers, exploring this idea that weather can inform the way we hear and remember music, like the album we started with, Grizzly Bear's Vacatamist from 2009, which certainly passes the dew point test for me. But this wasn't totally an exercise in abstract thought. You know, in the age of man-made climate change, as weather extremes become more common, more noticeable, these extremes form part of our collective experience. Now, music may speak directly to them, or it may simply be that we come to think of weather as a new dimension of what we think of as our time, of history, adding storms to things like elections, economic cycles, cultural events by which we mark the passing years. Or maybe I'm totally wrong. Maybe as weather extremes become more common, they stand out less. And summers like 2009, when it felt like the world was underwater, begin to fade into a more generic reservoir of the past. Maybe the music gets washed away with it. But I certainly hope that's not the case. Whatever the case may be, today I focused on rain. And yes, these rainy summers are becoming more common. Of the top 10 rainiest summers, 4 have happened in the last 20 years. And while we have drought, of course, of the top 10 driest summers, the latest one was recorded in 1964. So as you heard Joe say, this summer may be remembered most of all for the rainiest July on record, at least until the next one. So to put a wrap on 2023, here's PJ Harvey's A Child's Question July from I Inside the Old Year Dying, released during the most recent rainy month, July 2023.
Hail the hedge as it grows. Ask the hedge all it knows. Hail the hedge as it grows. Ask the hedge all it knows.
Tell me who has lit the toad. What is hidden beneath the road? Tell me quick, 'cause I was born. Like got an earthly guise. One are Memphis giant eyes. One are Memphis giant.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Music in Time on WGXC. One more special shout out to Joe DiManso, host of the Better Weather segments. You can catch his weather reports throughout the day on weekdays, including at 7:30 a.m. on All Together Now and at 4 p.m. on the WGXC afternoon show, among other times. I'll be back on the fourth Wednesday of October to take you on another sonic time travel trip. In the meantime, stay dry.
Baby, left this town. Rain, 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 rain. My pillow's soaking wet. Broke my heart. God, it's so much pain. Rain, 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 rain. I'd like to see my girl again. Rain, 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 rain. Why'd you call me so much pain? Come on, rain. Oh, honey, don't call me so much pain. You broke my heart. And you called me so much.